Psalm 23, verse number 6. Surely, you remember him. Surely. Remember, he has a personality. Surely is the one that introduces us to goodness and mercy. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, goodness and mercy. Let's turn our focus toward that word tonight, goodness. Is God good? Is God good? Surely, our God is good. But goodness follows us. That word follow is the word rokaw. R-O-H-K-A-W. It means to follow fast and hard after, like a hound after a fox. How about that? Now, I know of no good hound that's going to stop the chase when he gets the scent of the fox, right? That only lights their fire, honey, and they're gone. And the picture here is of goodness and mercy following us in just such a manner. I like it already. Thank you and be seated. Goodness, following after. Following after, no matter which way we turn, goodness is there. Mercy is there. But we're going to center our thoughts on the term goodness tonight. Goodness and mercy together make a good team. But we need to know what both of them are. Now surely you know a little bit about mercy after me preaching for a year on mercy. And I think those tapes are running on the radio broadcast now at 11 o'clock on mercy. But mercy is the pity of God. Goodness is the very essence of God. Now, did you hear what I said? The very essence of God is goodness. God is good. Everything that God makes is good. As a matter of fact, if you look at creation, when God created something, he said it's good. It's good. It's good. And over, God made the statement, and it was good. Why was it good? Because a portion of what God is was imparted to what he had made. And therefore it made it good. Now we are not good within ourselves. You understand that? We are definitely not good within ourselves. And the only goodness that comes to us comes from our Creator. If there is any goodness in us tonight, it's from the Creator. In reality, when we were birthed into this world, there is a certain amount of goodness that is natural to every being, every one of us. And then there are some of us that have more goodness than others, naturally now. I'm not talking about the supernatural act of God in salvation. I'm talking about the natural reality of goodness within us. Those issues, that reality of goodness, whether it be a small portion, as we could call it, or whether it be a great portion, that goodness that is there naturally is still the gift of God. Every bit of it. As a matter of fact, there is no goodness except that goodness that emanates from God himself. So the goodness then that follows us in reality is God. The very term God comes from the very word goodness. Or the word goodness, actually, it's the other way around. The word goodness comes from the word God. God is good. We teach our children that early on. God is good. But I wonder if we've learned that. Is God really good? Is God good in the affairs of our life? When providence isn't exactly where we think it ought to be, is God good? When things aren't going our way, is God still good? Sure. You see, no matter what happens, I heard some say audibly, after the September 11th massacre, I heard some say, why does God permit these things to happen? Even Billy Graham made the statement at one of the memorial services that he had been asked, why does God do this kind of thing? And he said these words. He said, you know, I've never really been able to answer that question. I really don't know. But the truth is, no matter what happens in Providence, God is still good. Though it may not seem like it where we're concerned for the moment, God is still good because the very essence of God is good. Now, we're not talking about the attributes. All of these attributes issue from the well of God's goodness. God's mercy comes from God's goodness. The long-suffering of God comes from the well of God's goodness. The love of God comes from the well of God's goodness. Everything that God is in the attributes comes from the well of God's goodness. God is good first of all. God is good in spite of all. And God is good with all. In every circumstance, God is good. So the very essence of God, the very original goodness that all of us know, are that anything good comes of, whether it be in the plant kingdom, whether it be in the animal kingdom, or whether it be where humans are concerned, which of course still in the animal kingdom, but still, where we're concerned, any goodness in any of these areas, even in that is inanimate, the mineral kingdom, those things that are good from there, the plant kingdom, for instance, are there not many things that are good from that? Look at the herbs that we take for diseases and make medicine from. Look at the things that God has given us in that. God is good in every aspect of His being and in every aspect of His creation. God is good. This is the goodness that follows us. You see, you can't separate goodness from God, and you can't separate God from goodness. So what's following us in this goodness? It's God. None other than the Lord Himself following us. How then can He be the shepherd before us? And how can He be then one to follow us? Because He's God. God surrounds us. We are not just led by the Spirit of God or led by the shepherd. We are surrounded by the Lord God Almighty. We're in His hands. Are we not told that? We're in the hands of the Lord Jesus. We're in the hands of the Father. We are sealed to the Holy Ghost. We are entirely surrounded by the Godhead. And might I say this to you, neither of the Godhead are any less good than the other. And neither is there one more good than the other. The same goodness issues from all, and the very essence of God's Holy Ghost is goodness. The essence of God's Son is goodness. And the essence of God the Father is goodness. If you want to see God, you have to see good. That's all there is to it. God is good. The original goodness in everything is of the Lord God Himself. Now, there is a goodness that is given to every man. The goodness of God is given to every man. I mentioned that a moment ago in the natural goodness. And yet there is another goodness that's given to man. And that's what we're going to call the supernatural goodness. That's the goodness when God's Holy Ghost begins to court us to Jesus Christ. That's the goodness that changes what we were to what God is making us day by day. That's the goodness that works the miracle in our hearts and brings us to salvation by grace. That is the goodness that changes everything we were to what God is going to make of us. And in His goodness, He is doing that on a daily basis. The original act of God's goodness in bringing us to faith, we don't even know when that really began. You can't put your finger on it, I guarantee you. And you'll never know that until you get home to glory. But somewhere, when the original act of God's supernatural goodness began to work its work in you, you begin to change from what you were. to what God is going to make of you in days yet to come. I'll not get into that very far here. Let's look at something else. Not only is there original goodness in God, but there is infinite goodness in God. There is never an end to God's goodness. Now, when this thing's over, and eternity has already spent millions of years, hell will still be full of those who've known not the Lord Jesus Christ. And heaven will still be rejoicing of those who've been saved by grace. But I want to tell you what's so. Looking into hell and knowing the souls that'll be perishing for eternity, God is still good. Now, we could easily look on the other side of the coin and say, well, those that are in glory, those that God Almighty has saved, surely this shows the goodness of God. But let me say to you as well, those who are perishing in hell shows the goodness of God. They're not fitted for heaven. Heaven would be hell for them. Just think that over for a moment. If you're not fitted for heaven, you'd be miserable there. But even in the punishment of the unbeliever, God is still good. Why, Brother Lay, is that so? How in the world can that be? Because He's God. And because we've known this all along, this thing didn't creep up on us. And it didn't creep up on those that are in hell. It didn't creep up on them. God Almighty made Himself known to them somewhere in time. God in His goodness created hell. God in His goodness created heaven. And in those things, God is infinitely good. There will never be a fathom pole to reach the bottom of God's goodness. There will never be a time that you'll ever be able to find an end to the goodness of God. No matter where you are, where you go, and when eternity has spent billions of years, we can still see the depths of the goodness of God has not yet been reached. Hear me, God is infinitely good. Far beyond our imagination. We can stand here and I can use the words of my vocabulary to try to describe to you tonight the goodness of God, but I'm telling you, we'll never reach the nth degree of God's goodness. God is infinitely good. Again, because He's God. Thirdly, not only do we note that this goodness that follows us is original and is God Himself, and that it is infinite, it will never be exhausted. You better thank God for that. I better thank God for that. That His goodness will never be exhausted. I dare say that there are times that our patience with others wear out. But isn't it great that God is so good? God is so good that His goodness never wears out, never gets threadbare, never. This goodness of God is perfect goodness. Mature in every aspect of the word. Perfect in every aspect of the word. God's goodness is perfect. That means that there's never been a flaw in it. That means that there's never been a tilt to the goodness of God. That means that there will never spring a leak in the goodness of God. It means that nothing can touch it to do away with its perfection. Now think that over for a moment. Our goodness, no matter how perfected it is because of the flesh, our goodness can be tarnished. Is that right? I would imagine if anything could tarnish the goodness of God, surely it would be us sinners that He saved. But I've said this to you several times. Let me reiterate this great truth again tonight. No matter how many sinners God saves by His marvelous grace, no matter how many sinners God literally baptizes in His mercy, no matter how many feel the goodness of God in this special way, it never tinges the goodness of God. Never. No matter how wicked we are, no matter how wicked we've been, when God's goodness reaches us, it instantly does away with the wickedness, and it never affects the goodness of God to deplete. Here, goodness is like the sun. The sun feeds upon itself. There is no outside source of power, no outside gases to give the sun the fuel that it needs. It feeds upon itself. Goodness feeds upon itself. God's goodness that follows us is not dependent upon us whatsoever, and not dependent upon some outside source whatsoever. God's goodness feeds upon itself, and it will never run out of fuel. Someday our sun's going out, but God's goodness will still be shining. Hallelujah. Someday the stars, someday the whole of heaven will disappear. God's going to roll it away and recreate it. But God's goodness will still be where it is, untarnished and untainted by all the sinners He saved, by all the sin that's been forgiven, by all the recreation and fixing up of the mess that we've made of the whole thing. What a marvelous, marvelous thought. God's goodness is not tarnished by our badness. Think of how bad you've been. You never tarnished the goodness of God. Never. What a glorious thought. You see, if we were the worst of sinners tonight, and this group of people in this auditorium, and those that I'm speaking to otherwise, if we were the worst of all people, if we were in this crowd, if this made up the worst of all the creation of God, God's goodness were to walk through this building tonight, it would never tarnish that goodness, not one iota, but rather make that goodness even greater because of what it's done for us. Oh, the goodness of God is perfect goodness. Then the goodness of God is immutable goodness. Thank God it is. Now, we've already almost said that, but let's deal with this thought just a moment. Immutable, that means unchanging. Was God good when He led the children of Israel out of bondage? Was God good when He spoke to Noah and told Noah to build an ark for the saving of his house? If God was good then God is still good tonight, because the goodness of God never changes. When God spoke in the beginning and the creation became a reality, God was good. And I'll tell you tonight, God is just as good as He was then. It hasn't changed one little bit down through the years. One more time, with all of the sin that's been forgiven, all the sin that's been taken away, all the goodness of God has just simply became purer and purer and purer, because it's doing away with the ungodliness of mankind. Oh, that God's goodness would become what it ought to be to you and I. Hear me one more time. God's goodness doesn't change. So if God was good yesterday, He's good today. And the next time you begin to question, why did these things happen? If God is good, then why does He allow these kinds of things to happen? You remember, God is still as good today as He ever was in days gone by. I'm telling you, there'll never be any tarnishing to the goodness of God. It is unchanging, immutable goodness. The goodness of God is communicative. Don't try to spell it. Don't even try to say it. It just means that the goodness of God can move from God to you. That's what it means. Let's call it another word. Let's call it transferable. You can understand that a little better. Transferable. We walked into the hospital room a few moments ago as they were putting Ginger into the hospital, And we couldn't get a private room. And her immune system is zilch, and I sure didn't want her in there with someone that had some kind of communicative disease. And I said, I asked the nurse if what was the matter with the woman next door. And I said, does she have some kind of disease that could be communicated? She said, no, said she just fell. I said, well, that's catchy. She said, you're right, it sure is, isn't it? But this thing called the goodness of God can be transferred from God to us. And thank God it can. Because one more time, as I said earlier tonight, the only good about us is God. The only good that could ever emanate from our being is that God has placed within us. If there's anything good about me, God did it. If there's anything good about you, God did it. God transferred that goodness from Himself to you. He has communicated that goodness out of His glory down to where we are. He has literally taken that treasure and put it into earthen vessels. Oh, that God would take His goodness and put within us. But He has. And He does. And again, there are degrees of that. Some of us have more than others. Not all of us will ever attain to the same degree of goodness until we get to the other shore. Some of us have been given a bigger portion than others. But the joy of it is every bit of it had to be communicated from God the Father through God the Son to you and to me. And then finally tonight, I want you to note that God Himself is primary goodness. Now maybe we've already dealt with that in one sense, but I want to come back to this reality and place it in our minds as we end this thought tonight. And that doesn't mean that I'm through with goodness by any stretch of the imagination, but God is primary goodness. By that we go back to this thought: only God is good. Now how do I know that? Remember the rich young ruler that came to the Lord Jesus? And he said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus didn't answer his question at that point. He said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but God. Now in that, many have said that he denied his deity there. That's not what Jesus did. Not at all. What Jesus was trying to say to that young man is, you've recognized me as God. Why did you call me good since there's none good but God? This young man knew there was something about him that reflected the very God Himself. Not just goodness, but the very God Himself. And from that, the primary good was illustrated in that young man's mind. Then Jesus told him the law and the commandments. Oh, but I've kept every one of them from my youth up. And then Jesus said to him, then go sell what you have. Give to the poor and come follow me. And the sad words of this circumstance are found here. And the young man went away, how? Sorrowful, because he had great riches. He was in the very position to where the goodness of God could be communicated to him. And he walked away from it. The primary goodness was right there where he was. And he walked away from it. Are you listening to me? What's following us? Surely goodness and mercy
shall follow all the days of my life. Not only is my Lord out there in front of me guiding me, not only is He along beside me as the Paraclete, not only is He in me as the heavenly guest, but He's also following me, making sure that my path is where it ought to be. When the sheep get out of the way, goodness and mercy begin to deal with them. Or despisest thou the goodness and forbearance of God, not knowing, what's the word, that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. What leads us to repentance? The book said goodness. The very fact that God's been good to you. Has He been good to you? I dare say there's not a soul in this building tonight that could say that God has not been good. God is good. Old providence may not be exactly where we want it right now, but God is good. Let me tell you how to get providence the way you need it. Tell Him He's good. Our God is good. Thank God He is good. He's good when things are bad where we're concerned. He's still good. He's good when the world about us is bad. He's still good. He's good when all of the tragedies that we've watched in the last days have taken place. He's still God and He's still good. And why is that so? Because He is God. He is primary good. There is no goodness but that goodness that emanates from God Himself. He started it all. There is no goodness in all of God's creation except that goodness that God has transferred from Himself to that object. God is good. God is good.